And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper, Hectolo. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Skids, Weasons.
And the reason is
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Skids and a track called Reasons, which I think was from their first ever three-track EP.
Was it?
Yeah. Now, that is part of... This is special, by the way, Tony. We've got a special.
Right, okay.
Now, as you know, we have featured the music from third world countries before, and this week's no exception. This is a Scottish indie box set.
Oh, dear.
From 1977 to 1989, which is just out or is about to be out on Cherry Red Records. Hello, Cherry Red. And Hectolo to Matty from Cherry Red.
Hectolo.
Absolutely brilliant. It's a 5-CD set. There's also, you can buy it electronically if you want as well. It's a 5-CD set. And when I saw it come through, so it's Scottish indie, I immediately thought of Orange Juice and bands like that and thought, oh, you know what? I don't know whether this will be something we can maybe make a whole show out of. But then when I got it through and I looked at the track list, I thought, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. I didn't know half these bands were Scottish. Anyway, what we're doing this week then, we're playing 8 tracks off it and we're playing at least one from each CD. So we're going to get it covered in one go, but we might play some more tracks in future weeks. The Skids, by the way, the original band made up of Stuart Adamson, Richard Jobson and others. Now, Stuart Adamson then went into Big Country and Richard Jobson then went into TV presenting games, movies and videos and was once voted most beautiful man in the world, I think, from memory.
All right.
Which I found rather surprising. I thought he had a rather large chin. What is the Skids website?
Theskids.co.uk?
It's the-skids.com or the-skids.com, but I think it's a fan page. They do still do gigs from time to time. Not with the full lineup. Stuart Adamson is dead. But other than him, yeah. So they're still doing stuff. This thing, I'd say, is called Big Gold Dreams, 5-CD box set, and a real mix of stuff, but an awful lot of the kind of stuff that we play. And I think as the show goes on and you hear the music on it, I think you'll think, oh, that's good, isn't it? Right. I certainly did. And I've really enjoyed playing through the fire. I actually listened to every track on all 5 CDs this afternoon as I prepared the show.
Okay.
I put the work in, Tony.
You sound like you're dead.
I do, yeah.
To be inspired.
Now, I should have a joke or play. Oh, so anyway, that makes it Paulie B and Internet One, Tony Neil. Ha. Should have a joke or poem for you now. Haven't got one. If you got a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs Joke and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Right. Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Green Telescope. Yeah, I was quite interested in that. First up, band called the Vaseline's, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you straight away, that all of the bands, bar one, are off this CD selection this week. Halfway through, we will have something new, which is the way we do things. What is the Vaseline's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheVaseline's?
Facebook.com/the-Vaseline's-14404295528807588. Why is that, Tony?
They haven't sent default URL, have they?
They haven't sent default URL. But I'm not sure how current they are and whether that's a fan page as well. So, but you can find out more information from there. You're going to love this track. Anyway, absolutely brilliant. Paulie B Internet 2, Tony Neil, and this is Teenage Superstars.
She's a superstar with a mighty cross to bear. And when mom complains about my hair, I say, hey mom, I just don't care. I'm in hell and the angels cry, cause I'm trying to sell my soul. And when mom complains about my clothes, I say, hey mom, leave me alone. It's gonna be alright. Come on, little girl, it's gonna be alright. I've got one thing on my mind, girl. One thing on my mind, and I don't care. Come on, little girl, it's gonna be alright. Come on, little girl, it's gonna be alright. I've got one thing on my mind, girl. Got one thing on my mind, and I don't care. Superstar with a mighty cross to bear. And when mom complains about my hair, I say, hey mom, I just don't care. I'm in hell and the angels cry, cause I'm trying to sell my soul. And when mom complains about my clothes, I say, hey mom, leave me alone. My way.
to know what thoughts I'm thinking anyway. You're just a face in a crowd, and you keep trying to bring me down. You're just a face in a crowd. Oh, you're making my life a drag. You're making my life a drag. You're just a face in a crowd. Without a doubt, we check and see. I'm running fast away from you. There's no escaping you, I know. Time don't seem to call with you no more. I'm sinking fast into this open door. I slide away through many times that shape my form like some unknown disease. Yeah, some unknown disease, child. Wow, yeah.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us Quite Now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Green Telescope and a song called Face in a Crowd. That is some Edinburgh-based 60s R&B as featured on Big Gold Dreams, the new Scottish indie compilation out right now on Cherry Red Records, Tony. What is... Well, right, now, there is no website for The Green Telescope, but The Green Telescope became The Thanes. And The Thanes we've played on the show before and are still going. I think we got them via Dirty Water Records. But so we don't have a website for The Green Telescope, but I thought it's only fair I should give you a chance with The Thanes, Tony. What is The Thanes Bandcamp page?
TheThanes@bandcamp.com?
It is, and The Thanes is thethanes.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paulie B, and the internet 2. I think that's fair.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That's fair. I will also say that you'll hear more about my trips to Oslo in the next bit, but while I was driving down to Stansted Airport, and indeed on the way back as well, I had a CD that featured the first two Guana Bats albums. And I'd forgotten how good they were, particularly the first one. Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Guana Bats.
Excellent.
Yeah. And hello to Pip, Stuart and Johnny, who are the three members of the band that I actually know. Mm. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do you get in touch? Do you like to hear from you? Comments more so than messages, if you will, but all comments received with thanks. Two this week. Both very similar. Robert Kitchen's been in touch.
Hello. Oh, Heg Tolo, Robert.
Heg Tolo, Robert.
It's only a few days. We've completely forgotten about Heg Tolo.
I know. He says, just put Heg Tolo in Google and the first 7 results linked to Punky.
That's not bad, is it?
It's not. I did check it, right.
Yeah, seeing as no one else has ever said it ever, it's no real surprise, is it?
Exactly.
But I was explaining to one of the comics I was with in Oslo about it. He went, yeah, I thought that was a bit weird. He's listened to the show. And he said... So you've now got Goopa Goopa and Heg Tolo, and yes, I'm very proud.
Yeah, that's a bit sorted. Next step, taking over the world.
Michael with Heg Tolo.
Yeah. With Heg Tolo, yeah. Michael Malloy's been in touch.
Hello, Michael. Heg Tolo, Michael. See, we're doing it again.
Heg Tolo.
Heg Tolo, Michael.
He says, jolly good show. 10th of Jan. Thanks for clearing up Heg Tolo for me. I thought it was some kind of ancient Saxon greeting. I even put it into Google Translate. It detected Norwegian.
Which is quite handy, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for that, Michael.
Oh, now, hang on then. So did I get an email about the band The Chats?
Possibly. It's not on Facebook now.
I should have read that out. So, anyway, was it Robert Kitchen? Was it Tim? I can't remember now. Goodness. I got it. Someone got in touch to say that they'd been to see The Chats. Now, you might remember a few months ago, friends of the show, Preston Buttons, came over.
Mm.
And he said to me, I can't believe you haven't played a track called I'm on Smoko or Smoko by The Chats. And I went, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't realise how viral it had gone. Turns out nearly everyone in the world knows except me.
Okay.
So I sent The Chats, C-H-A-T-S, an email saying, look, we'd really like to play Smoko on the show. Is that all right? Never got a reply from them. Ever. Nothing. I thought, they're not bothered. They're not interested. Mm. Anyway, whoever it was, and I'm so annoyed, I can't remember now, went to see them in Australia and went up to them and went up to the lead guitarist and said, have you heard of Punky Radio? And he went, no, mate. Right? Then he said, well, look, they want to play Smoko on their show. He said, all right. He goes, just tell them to fucking go for it. No. So anyway, I see that as consent.
Oh, okay.
So, so we are going to be playing Smoko. If you never heard it before, it's absolutely brilliant. But I didn't realise how widespread it was. They're a great band. They've got some great songs, and we're going to play it. Maybe next week.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Anyway, that's that. And I will find out who it was, and my apologies to whoever it was that I've already forgotten who it was. I've had a busy weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right, I'm interested here, very interested. Next band we're going to play, Tony, I didn't even know they were Scottish. This is terrible, isn't it? Like all the other bands, bar one this week, they're on the new compilation, Big Gold Dreams, out on Cherry Red Records. You find out about it. What's the Cherry Red website, Tony?
Cherryred.co.uk.
Good, I'll give you the point now, because Stingwrights haven't got a website. That's probably the internet too, Tony, too. The Stingwrights were kind of a garage rock and roll band, but they crossed over into psychobilly in so much as they did play the Clubfoot a few times in the 1980s, which is how I'd heard of them. Never saw them live, never actually bought a record by them. I bet I have got a Stingwrights track on a compilation somewhere, but I was really pleased to find them on this Scottish indie compilation because it is an all-encompassing independent music of the era from Scotland. So it's not just the jingly jangly indie that they feature on various documentaries. It's actually the whole lot, and it's brilliant, and I think I absolutely love this. I'm sure you'll love this. You got the point already. This is the Stingwrights, and this is Baby's Got a Brand New Brain. We'll be right back. listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Stingwrights. Baby's got a brand new brain. Stingwrights is spelled Stingwrites. And if you type that into Google, you'll find quite a lot of YouTube video footage of the band. Okay. Worth watching. Absolutely brilliant. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went to the ballet. I had a strange weekend.
Yeah, you look like... Tell me and everyone listening to Punky Radio about you going to the ballet. And when you're finished, be suitably ashamed.
Well, Steph's always liked the Nutcracker. And it was her birthday Christmas
what
day.
What she liked or is.
So, her birthday Christmas day. So, it was our anniversary on the 19th. So, I booked her some tickets for the ballet and went with her. So, we watched The Nutcracker, one of her favourite pieces. And then we did that Friday night. It was all right, actually. I didn't
mind
it.
I think
I
know what her favourite piece is, Tony.
Yeah, what's that? yeah, I did that. It was all right, actually. It was all right. As ballet goes. Quite enjoyed
it. You can't say it was all right as ballet goes. You said you'd never been to the ballet before. You don't know whether it's good or bad,
well,
do you?
It was a bit tiptoey. It was, back dancing and stuff. Yeah.
Were all the ladies staring at all the men's packages in their tights?
Oh, one of them was huge. This gigantic Nutcracker.
Is that Steph's new favourite piece?
No, she loved it. Yes, he was quite proud of himself.
I bet he was.
But, we've got a horse. So, pales in significance. Still a bit big.
What, the horse does?
Yeah. And then, so we did that Friday night. And then Saturday, band practice. So, I was ballet Friday night. Wonderful.
Good.
Good, actually. We did the set. We finally played Local Hero.
Oh, right. Did you tell the band you'd been to the ballet?
No. I kept that one quiet. I'm still kind of maintaining a certain level of cool.
You're ashamed of your double life, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
It's my working week of being the man, my Friday night of being the cultured man, and my Saturday night was being the punky man.
And on Sunday, you mucked out a horse, did you?
Sunday night, I sat watching Netflix. I Netflix and chilled. And then Monday night, I'm recording Punky Global Podcast.
There you go.
It's been a strange weekend. What have you been up to?
I went to Oslo, mate. Drove down there listening to Granabats, loving it. Great flight over. Got there, minus 15 degrees. But you know what? It's a dry cold, Tony. It's all right. You can cope.
Right.
Gig was sold out. Absolutely brilliant. Well done to the acts, Paul Savage and Josh Pugh, who were both good fun and did really well. Went out afterwards with mate Darren. We got kicked out of the first pub we went to because he fell asleep in it.
Nice.
Next day, went for an all-you-can-eat curry, which is actually the best deal you can get in Oslo because it's 99 kroner, which is about 9 quid right now. And we're working on the basis that a beer is 9 quid. Oh, we made sure that we filled up. We did lots of all-you-can-eat curry and stayed in there the best part of 2 hours. It was extremely well done by us. Then I went down to a pub called the Mad Goat, which is football. Then I came back to the city centre, got the train up to the airport. Plane was 40 minutes late, which meant that we only just got the last train from Stansted back to Bishop Stortford. Got to Bishop Stortford at precisely midnight, went to the car. It was minus 7 in the car park at Bishop Stortford. Now, minus 7 in Norway is shorts weather, but minus 7 in England, because of the wet cold, took 10 minutes to thaw the ice from the car.
Oh dear.
And this is weird, and then I drove out of Bishop Stortford where two beautiful deer jumped in front of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to emergency stop. The car behind me nearly went into me. He stopped as well. He was about to beep, and then he saw the deer. The deer looked at me, looked at the car, completely confused. I went, now what do we do? And I shrugged my shoulders and went, I don't know. They stood there for a bit. Then they walked onto the pavement, or trotted onto the pavement. Then they looked for a gap in the bushes to get through. And then two hoodies walking towards them. Didn't do anything, just walked towards them. The deer saw the hoodies, thought, shit, they're going to get mugged. So I decided to jump back into the road just as I was driving up. And I nearly ran them over again.
Oh, dear.
Fortunately, I didn't. Suicide deer. Got home. tonight. When I parked up in Nottingham, it was 4 degrees. There was an 11 degree difference between the railway station car park in Bishop Stortford and New Basford. It's quite unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually.
I'm temperature boy. So anyway, that was what I did. I did other things as well, but that is the main thing. Should we play something not from the vaults?
Okay.
All right. So when we do a retrospective like this one, when we feature music from the past, when it gets to the bit that's from the vaults, we feature music from very much the present. And we're doing that right now. So I figured we couldn't get much further away from Scottish independent music in the 1970s and 80s than Tokyo 60s beat Garage, Tony.
Oh.
And that's exactly what we're doing with a band called The Haze, T-H-E-H-E-I-Z. H-E-I-Z, they tell us it's pronounced Haze, so we're calling them The Haze. What is the Facebook page for The Haze?
Facebook.com/The Haze?
It is.
Huh.
Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2. And I will just mention now, half past show, you might have realised that every single band we've played so far starts with The. And they do. I've managed to pick 9 bands that are all The something, making this The special, but not featuring The. Confused? You will be after Chicken Bone. Listening to Rich Morton's sound on the ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Haze and Chicken Bone. I will just say I found the email.
Okay.
That I got. It was from Tim Potter. My apologies, Tim. He said, at the venue now, spoke to the guitarist. When asked about Punky, he said, never heard of them.
Nice.
When asked about playing Smoko, he said, go for it. Set was great. Crowd loved it. Temperature was an encore. I'll send you some videos, photos later. Obviously distracted. By the way, love Punky. Yeah. Cheers, Tim. Heg Tolo, Tim.
Heg Tolo.
Indeed.
Mm.
Right. So, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Donald, where's your trousers?
Look at hello. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much do they watch them play, who are they playing with. It is international, does it have to be in the UK? Do let me know. And obviously Pocket's Babies, you know, let me know. So,
of course.
Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Heg, I keep saying it, Heg Tolo, Sussex Saint.
They got a couple of gigs from Sussex this week. Obviously, he's from.
Well, he's the saint of it.
He is, of course. So this Thursday, the 24th...
He's the punky saint of Sussex.
Yes, he is. this Thursday at Patton's in Brighton. Fucked Up are playing.
Right.
Yeah, to a Toronto based band, Fucked Up. Epic hardcore punk.
Right.
There you go. £17.60. So.
Sorry, did you say £17.60?
£17.60 for tickets.
That's very precise.
Wow. There you go. That's Thursday night, 24th, 7 p.m. start. Check that out if you can. Lewis Conn Club, this Sunday, the 27th of Jan. The Rum Jacks are playing. Sydney Brilliant. Folk punk band.
Wow.
Oh, as strange as we, yeah. So, yeah, so from Sydney. There you go. £15 for tickets.
Right, nice. So just the straight 15, yeah?
Just saying there, yeah, just straight 15.
Not £17.60.
£17.60 very much sounds like a currency exchange, doesn't it?
Sounds
like $20 or 20 I think euros. It'd be,
if it's Canadian dollars, it'd be about 400, I think.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. So if you are in the Brighton A on Thursday or in East Sussex for the Lewis Club on Sunday, do check it out.
Well, that's it, and that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Rolling. All my blood is swollen. Oh, I will say as well that the brilliant Fire Exit have got a track on this indie compilation.
Oh.
And I was going to play them, but they don't start with the. So we might play the track in a couple of weeks' time because it's really, really good. They're really, really good. And anytime anybody mentions Fire Exit or Geriatric, I immediately think of Wheelchair Out of Control. They're still gigging and they're growing old disgracefully. And hello to all of them.
Hello.
Hegtolo to all of them, in fact. We'll get it one day. Yeah. Right. Here's another band I was excited to find out were on this compilation. Big Gold Dreams, for those of you not paying attention to the first half of the show. A band called The Primevals, Tony, who also appeared at Clubfoot in the 1980s and crossed over into Psychobilly, even though they were Glaswegian rock and roll, really. But they did get a lot of Psychobilly fans, so including me. So, and I have got some Primeval stuff. I've got some live Primeval stuff on one of the Clubfoot compilations, I think. Anyway, what is the Primeval's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Primeval's.
Facebook.com/pages/category/musician-band/the-primeval-137-597-172-92-5071. And why is that, Tony?
No, it's a default URL, though.
It's a default URL, but they might not have set the page for themselves. It might be a fan. You know what I like? It might be a fan, but I don't know. Anyway, there's information about them on there. If you type in The Primevals to Facebook, you will find them. Primevals, Primevals. Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is Living in Hell. We'll be right back. listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Primeval's Living in Hell. Make sure you check out Big Gold Dreams. I think you will all really, really like it. And there's some real interesting stuff on there. There's actually, because I looked at the track listing and I thought, what are they doing on there? Why are they on there? There's a really good song by Delamitri.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah, and there is a band coming up that more associated with indie, dance, shoegazy, Manchester sort of stuff. But they've got a great track on there as well. And there's some real surprises on there. There's actually, you know, The Shaman?
Mm-hmm.
There's a track on there by The Shaman before they went dancing.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Weird. It's all there. It's a good one. All right, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
You know, probably several work things I need to get done this week. Apart from that, band practice, really. Going from strength to strength with band practice, trying to get some gigs booked.
Oh, what? So you're doing one this week because you can't do the one the week after?
Every Saturday. Okay.
I thought it was every other Saturday.
No, right, every Saturday. I told him we can't do the second. We're already gig ready. Asterix has admitted it now. He's admitted it to my face, so he can't take it back.
He's admitted to your face that you're ready to gig.
Yes.
Right.
I knew it already. I knew it last week. But you know,
But you need confirmation from the boss, don't you?
Got confirmation from the boss. I got my performance review after four practices, and he's happy.
Which was?
Yeah. That's what I got. I got it as a positive.
It is a positive. It's 3 years.
Yeah. We've got 3 gigs booked already.
Have you?
We're playing the Pit in Pensium in April, so I'll be looking forward to going
what
back
date?
To the pit. April the... It's Good Friday.
I don't know what the date is.
16th or something like that. It's Friday.
I have no reason not to be there currently.
Excellent. Friday night, 6th, Good Friday. So we're playing Nottingham for that.
Oh, cool.
Don't know what I'm doing this week.
Very excited about that. We might make that a punky thing.
Oh, my, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What are you up to this week?
This Saturday coming, I'm doing an impromptu private Nutty Nottingham tour.
Ooh.
And rather bizarrely, seeing as I was in Oslo last weekend, it's actually a private tour for 5 Norwegians.
Oh.
Who happened to be in town, don't know about my Norwegian connection, just fancy doing it. And I went, oh, I'm going to love this.
Excellent.
Because they'll be talking to each other in Norwegian and I'll be listening. should be really good fun. Other than that, I'm just, the lodger I had has finally moved out and the other two have moved in. I had the crossover last week, which ended up with me having to sleep in my own lounge.
Hmm.
So now I'm getting the house straight and getting the rules in order for the new boys.
Excellent.
Waz and Loz have taken out the top floor.
Lovely.
I will be putting a photograph on Facebook later on of Waz's mug next to a mug in my cupboard. If you're on my Facebook page, you'll see it. But if not, Wazim is his family are from Pakistan and his family are Muslim. He isn't religious, but he's put his favourite mug in there while I was away. And it appears to be an Islamic mug. And he's put it next to my Union Jack mug. And I don't know whether I should be worried and there's some jihadist takeover going on or whether it's just a reflection of modern Britain, Tony.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. We'll see. Anyway, but I now have Islamic Jihad mug in my in my kitchen. I'm just doing tour and I've got plans afoot for the tour as well. I did actually think I might put plans are afoot as a tagline to the Nottingham tour because that fits in quite well, doesn't it? But
nice.
Anyway, so that's about that. 2 songs in a row. Stay tuned for the twin sets, but first up, as threatened, the Soup Dragons, Tony.
Ooh.
Who I remember as being a kind of indie dance end of the 80s band, but I think they got going about 86 and certainly they started off far quicker than they finished. What is the Soup Dragons Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/thesoupdragons.
Are you ready for this?
No.
facebook.com/the-soupdragons-103914667609981. Why is that, Tony?
That's that default URL.
Type in the Soup Dragons to the internet and you'll either get pictures of a character in the Clangers or you'll find out about the band. Anyway, Paulie Beans there for Tony 3. This is Whole Wide World. Didn't really know what to do, just don't expect yourself to know it. Happiness is such a sad thing, but I'm hanging up for now. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Dan's doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Twin Sets and a track called Out of Nowhere. The Twin Sets were an Edinburgh punky sort of cocktail covers band that, and most of these bands, a lot of them sort of get back together or come out of retirement to do something or other. They actually did something or other last year to mark the 40th anniversary when a lot of these bands will be on their 40th or at least 35th or 30th anniversary. It's quite impressive that some of them are still going, I think.
Excellent.
So anyway, absolutely no information about the Twin Sets on the net via any website at all, so I'm just going to give you the point. But if you do type in The Twin Sets, you will be able to find some stuff about them.
Right.
That makes it poorly be internet for Tony. Four. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Bugger.
Yeah.
What are you going to do instead?
I'm going to remind people about the twats first. Don't forget, we need your twats. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks. We've got a theme tune, but we can't play it without a twat. So get your twats in. All twats responded to. So do
yeah,
let me know.
I will say, even though we haven't got one this week, we did have 10 last week, so it's all right.
That is true.
Yeah, it's all right.
The average for 2019 is pretty good so far.
It is so far, yeah. So what have you got instead?
iTunes reviews. So, we are on iTunes. We've been pushing Podchaser lately because not everyone is on iTunes. Well, hey, some of you still are. So if you are on iTunes, please do, if you can, review us. They do have a music store and a chart. If you review us, we move up that chart because not many people get reviewed. So if you can review us and you are have an Apple device that you listen on, maybe you're listening to it right now, pop open your podcast app on your iTunes phone, iPhone rather, and review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read the reviews out. If you are on a computer, go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. We'll open up the music store and you can review us. Haven't read reviews out in a while. So I've got two.
All right,
we didn't get many, but you've got two.
Yeah, but everyone's important.
They are, exactly. And so on the US store, my favourite podcast. I love Punky Radio. Paul and Tony are a great pair. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I listen to this one every week. Good job, guys. Your friend, DJ Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets.
Well, thank you very much. And heck tolo to DJ Flash Gordon.
Heck tolo, Flash Gordon.
We love you too.
We do.
And we are a right pair.
We are. And this and here's another review. This is the UK store, and the it doesn't sign this one off, but I think you'll get who it's from towards the end of the review. Okay. My not so guilty pleasure. I have been listening to Punky for a number of years now. I feel like Paul and Tony are a couple of old mates that come over to Devon every week to drink cider.
I know who it is already.
Play the latest musical discoveries to me and talk nonsense. Though the latter would be more Paul. Tony's the anchor that keeps me all just sane as Paul has finished the last of the scrumpy and resorted to the only drink left in the house, the Lumpy Warnings Advocar, left over from Christmas in 1982. It's a great mix of comedy, current affairs, great music, which might otherwise pass you by. In short, an excellent mix. Disclaimer, there is a really annoying jingle that will ruin your social media experience forevermore. That's from Styx Dweller. Who do we think that might possibly be?
I reckon that might have been our mate Simon Knott.
It might possibly be.
Heg Tolo Simon.
Heg Tolo Simon.
And we'll see him Saturday week.
That is true.
That is true indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. That's really, really kind.
Good review. It was a good one. It keeps reminding him that he posted it and I forgot to read it out. But there you go. There it is. I have done my duty. Thank you for all
you
your reviews.
Have Keep it going. Indeed done your duty.
It's all I do these days.
In lieu of the lack of twat.
Mm.
Right. Oh, by the way, before we just play the last track, did you see that thing earlier this week about the two stolen penguins being recovered in Strelley?
No.
It's an area of Nottingham called Strelley, and I don't know how somebody stole two penguins, but anyway, they did recover them. Apparently, the police found them very easy to pick up. I did laugh when I saw that story. I immediately tweeted it and got one like.
Nice.
Which is one more than most of the tweets I do, so that was quite good. Right, last track this week, last one from Big Gold Dreams, the Cherry Red 5CD Scottish Indie from 1977 to 1989 box set that's out now. It's absolutely brilliant. I listened to it this afternoon and there's loads of good stuff in it. We decided to pick 8 songs all by band, starting with The, which I did manage to cover all 5 CDs in doing so, but we'll be playing more tracks from it in future weeks, I think. We might get a few from the vaults in there for a while, as we have done before with some of the brilliant Cherry Red compilations. This is a band, Tony, called The Zips, who are still going as well. Glasgow power pop punk, I'd call them. So this song, I think this is late 70s, goes all the way back to late 70s, this one. But they are still going, and they are still fabulous. What is The Zips website? Now, it's for all, so there's quite a lot riding on this, Tony. What is The Zips website?
TheZips.com?
TheZips.co.uk.
Oh.
Paul is at 5. Tony, 4. This is Take Me Down. We'll be right back.
anything you say. I won't forget, but you did for me today. Take me down, 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 down. Take me down, 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 down. Take me down, down, down.
That's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed making the show. I think we've had a bit of a laugh this week, Tom.
Absolutely.
Maybe you could remind people of the internet station that carry the show, and maybe one or two other ways to listen as well.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. You can, of course, if you're young and hip like I'm not, you can go to Spotify. You can find us on Spotify, open up your Spotify app, search for Punky Radio in the podcast section. We'll be right at the top. All the shows are on there back to 2006.
And now listen to us on Spotify on my phone.
Do you? Yeah. How does it work for you?
It's very handy.
It is very handy. if you try and shuffle us, it will take you a long time.
Yeah, I can't work that out. And the one thing I will say is that you listen to a show and then it automatically starts the one from the week before, which really does your head in, especially if you're falling asleep to it.
Well, you've got plenty of content on there if you want it. Do check it out.
And what other ones?
Spotify one.
That's enough. Scale, all sorts of stuff. That'll do. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.